Daily I shall worship Thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercies. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, Savior, I shall worship Thee, the Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. And Father in heaven, we thank You for this day. We thank You for another opportunity to worship You and to adore You. We thank You for another opportunity to come before Your presence with singing, to come before Your presence with praise, to be thankful unto You and to bless Your name, and to go further than just blessing Your name, but to adore You, to extol Your name, to lift up Your name, O God, and to glorify Your name like none other before. Everybody can bless You, Lord, because You said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. But when we worship You, God, we go a little bit further than praise. We put down all of our hang-ups. We put down all of our fears, and we magnify You, and we lift up Your name because You alone are the God of our salvation, and we must worship You. You said in Your word that You are longing for a day, that they will no longer just go through ritualistic praise and worship of You, but that they will worship You in spirit and in truth, Lord. And we bless Your name, God, for You are worthy to be praised and You are worthy to be adored, God. There is no one that's like You, God. You are magnificent in all Your ways. You are glorious in all Your ways. There is no other God that can compare to You, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. God, You are the source of my strength and the strength of my life. You are the reason why I live and move and have my very being and my whole trust and all of my heart and all of my belief, God, is committed to You on this day. Thank You for another day that You have made, God, another day that You have already blessed me, another day that You've already given me the victory. Thank You for life, health, and strength, oh God, today. For You were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquities, God. The chastisement of my peace was upon You, and by Your stripes, or with Your stripes, I am healed, Lord. We walk in our victory, Lord, today. We walk in our promises that You've given us today. We walk in life and not in death today, because You are a God of the living and not the God of the dead. And I thank You, God, today for having given us life, and not just regular old basic life, but life that more abundantly. Thank You, Lord, today for all that You have done. Thank you, oh God, for the victories that you have already won. And thank you for grace and favor, God, on yet another day. Now, as we continue in this day, God, we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to pray. You tell us that men ought to always pray. We should always find ourselves calling on the name of Jesus, for there is still healing in the name of Jesus. There is power still in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance, Lord, and that's all we have to do is call on his name. And yet your word says that every knee shall bow when that name comes about, when that name comes forth. Oh, God, every tongue shall confess that he is the Lord. And we don't have to wait till that great and mighty day. We bow down before you, Jesus, today, because you are still the reason why we have life yet today. We thank you because of your blood that washed us and made us whole. It was because of your blood, oh, God, that made me turn my life around, or that allowed my life to be turned around. It was your blood that cleansed me of all my sins and all of my unrighteousness, and allows me to come before your throne of grace boldly, because I now am a joint heir with you. Thank you for the blood, because the blood has not lost its power. It still heals, it still delivers, it still sets free, it still brings about life. And I thank you for the blood, oh God, today. I thank you for life, Lord, today. And I thank you for being my God, my Savior, my deliverer, my strong tower, my way maker, the wheel in the middle of a wheel, the source of my strength and the strength of my life. And so, God, we don't take it for granted, God, that as we seek you early in the morning, oh, God, that, God, you are not a respecter of persons. We thank you, God, because you said, whosoever will, whosoever shall, let them come. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And any time we call upon you, God, you promise that you will answer us. And, Lord, we need you to answer us today. Come no more and have your way in us, oh, God, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come no more and have your way. We submit ourselves to you, Lord, because we don't belong to ourselves. We are not our own. We are lost without you. Oh, God, we are sheep without a shepherd without you. Oh, God, and any time a sheep goes around without a shepherd, oh, God, they are susceptible to danger. Oh, God, they're susceptible, oh, God, to things trying to destroy them. They are susceptible to diseases, God, in the name of Jesus. But when you anointed, God, your people, God, you anointed them, oh, God, to keep them and to strengthen them and to protect them from sickness and disease and to protect them from parasites. Anoint our heads with oil today in the name of Jesus. Do it right now, God. Let your anointing power flow and fall upon us and afresh on us now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we won't, God, have anything that comes in to destroy us, that you will protect us and seal us with the power of your anointing and the power of your spirit, Lord. Oh, God, that we may move and go ahead, and that we may move freely and go ahead, Lord, in the name of Jesus, under your protection, under your power, God, under your guard. Cover us even now. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God, cover us in your blood and cover us under your anointing even now, God. Because it's the anointing of God that destroys every yoke. Oh, God, it's the anointing of God, oh, God, that breaks and looses every shackle. It's your anointing, God, that empowers us to live holy and acceptable lives. And that's what you desire from us today, to live holy and acceptable lives each and every day, Lord. And whether we did it yesterday, whether we did it the day before, oh, God, it's of no matter right now. God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, we confess it, Lord. If we've fallen short of your glory, God, we confess it, Lord, because you promised that you will forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness if we would just confess our sins. We can't go back to the past, God. We won't allow our past to put us under bondage. We won't allow our past to put us under subjection. We won't allow our past to overtake us and overcome us, but God, we move forward, Lord, today. There is something greater that you have in store for us. There is a greater calling ahead of us, so we put our past, we do like Paul said, and God, forgetting those things that are behind and looking ahead to those things that are ahead and looking forward to those things that are ahead. God, today, we press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in God, oh God, of God in Christ Jesus. You have something greater ahead of us. And so, God, put the blinders on us even now, and help us to look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to look to you, God, the rock of our salvation. Oh, God, the shelter in the time of storm. Oh, God, the light, oh, God, in a dark and dreary world. God, help us to look to you, because, God, we need you to manifest yourself in us. that we may be the agents of change in this dark and dreary world, in this world today. You told us to go, ye therefore, and teach all nations. You need us to be lights. Oh, God, you tell us that we are cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid. That's what you call for us to do. And in this day and time, God, they need a word. The people that are lost need a word. God, those that are wavering in their faith, God, they need a word. And help us, Lord, today to stand flat-footed and declare that Jesus still saves. Oh, God, help us to stand flat-footed, Lord, and let the world know that you are still a deliverer, that you are still living, that you're not in some empty tomb, in some tomb somewhere, but the tomb that they placed you in is empty because our God reigns and our God rose from the dead and our God is yet living inside of us, his temples, his vessels. Thank you, Lord, for trusting us with your spirit. Thank you, Lord, for empowering us with your presence, Lord. We thank you, God, because there is no other power that we know. We can't do it by our own power. We can't do it by our own might, but we only can do it by your spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for dwelling in me. Thank you for giving me what to say and what not to say. Thank you for healing my body, even yet now, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for speaking through me and giving me what I need to say, when I need to say it. Thank you for transforming my mind, Holy Ghost, and helping me to think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are just and of a good report, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me the boldness to stand and declare your word and to be an example of our God, our Father, our King. It is nobody but you that helps me to live today. And helps me to be the believer, the vessel that you need for me to be today. Now bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice on this morning. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to pray. You told us that men ought to always pray. And we find ourselves in desperate need of prayer today. I don't have a major sickness. God, I don't know what's going on with the finances. God, I turn that over to you. But someone else on the line, Lord, may have a major need, and they need you to come the more and have your way. And so, God, everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God, I pray, oh, God, that you hear their petitions, Lord. Heal, God, deliver, set free, Lord, save in the family, God. Make a way on the job, God. Give them opportunity, oh, God, for the new advancement that you have for them, God. Some are afraid to start school, God, but let them, oh God, give them the resources that they need, God, to take new path in life that you have for them, Lord. Some of them that just may be lost and concerned and been under trials and tribulations that have had them burdened and cast down. Oh, God, but don't let them be weary in well-doing. Remind them, God, their due season is coming. In the mighty name of Jesus, if we reap, oh, God, if we faint not, Lord, and we're going to reap what we have sown, Lord. Oh, God, you are a God that is faithful, Lord. You said as long as the earth remains, that the sun shall rise and the sun shall set. There'll be hot and cold. Oh, God, a springtime and a seed and planting. God, I'm messing up the scripture, but, Lord, you said that there will be a time, oh, God, for everything, seed time and harvest, Lord. Oh, God, as long as the earth remains and as long as you said that it will be high and cold, seed time and harvest, God. And so those seasons must come. And what we sow, that's what we're going to reap. And so I pray, God, that we have sown those things that we want to reap, that we want to return unto us. And so, God, have your way in us even now. Manifest your glory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow your Shekinah glory to fall afresh on us even now and anoint us, Lord. Cover us in the blood, oh God, and empower us for victory, Lord, today. Empower us, Lord, even right now, God, with strength, oh God, on high, that we'll be able to move mountains, God, that our faith won't waver, Lord, but that our whole heart and all of our minds will continue, oh God, to remain steadfast and trusting in you, God. Oh God, undergird us even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and give us the strength that we need, God, to continue to hold on, to continue to fight on, to continue to press on, to continue to move on, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need your help today. Make our feet like hinds feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may grow higher. Those storm clouds may rise, Lord. Strong winds may blow. Oh, God, but help us, oh, God, because we have a Savior, oh, God, that is sweet that we know, God, that is sweet I know, Lord. And so bless us, Lord, today. Keep us and present us faultless before your throne.
oh God, with exceeding joy in the name of Jesus. That's unto him that is able to keep me and to present me from falling. God, I want to say thank you, God, because you do all things well. You do things great and mighty. Great and mighty is our God. Great and mighty is our King. Great and mighty is our Lord. And we rely upon you, Lord, on this day. Bless us today. Keep us today. Give us safe traveling mercies as we go along our day. Take us to work safely. Take us to school safely. Take us to the doctor safely. Wherever we have to travel at, Lord, today, take us there. Let your angels cover us. Let your angels abide around us. And let your angels keep us and give us the victory, Lord, today, over everything that the devil may try to throw our way. I declare right now, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify you, and we magnify you, and we lift up your holy name on this day. For what an awesome and a mighty God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him. It's because you are a great and a mighty God. So bless us even now. Keep us in the heart of your hand and the center of your will, God. And we'll give you the glory and the praise all day long. All my praise, all my hallelujahs, all the glory, it belongs to you. So have your way even now. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.